This conflict has been building up for a long time. Both of these military actors have political ambitions that they don't want to give up on, and neither have had a deep commitment to the political transition to which they had signed up for. So, that has been their common cause for the last 4 years since the ousting of Omar al-Bashir, the longtime dictator in Sudan, and how the military has maintained control, even though it has been deeply unpopular in Sudan. However, both sides realize that this status quo arrangement is not viable. The economy in Sudan is deteriorating rapidly. There's hyperinflation around 300% per year, and there's just a deep lack of trust in the military and a lack of legitimacy. And so it's not a viable arrangement, not going to get international recognition. And so that they were going to have to move in one way or another towards a transition to civilian leadership, to a democratic government. And as part of this, there would have to be a single unified chain of military command. And in practical terms, this would have required General Degallo to fold his forces into the Sudan armed forces of General Burhan. And that's something that Temeti was simply unwilling to do because by giving up his militia forces, the RSF, he effectively is giving up his biggest lever for political influence in Sudan.
Burhan, who alongside Dagalo ousted Sudan's longtime leader Omar al-Bashir in 2019 and played a key role in the military coup 2 years later, said his former ally had rebelled against the state and, if captured, would be tried in a court of law. What do you make of that statement?
Well, I think it's an effort on the part of Burhan to posture and try demonize Temeti, even though they have been partners here for most of the past 4 years, and to try and suggest that it is Temeti or General Degado who is the one working outside the law, and that it is Burhan who's trying to uphold the law. I think it is largely an effort to try to rally some support from civilian leaders, general public, and international community. However, most civilian leaders in the public are deeply skeptical of these claims. General Burhan has regularly stalled in efforts to move the transition forward. He is the one who led the October 2021 coup that derailed the transition process back then. And so I think it's part of a mutual effort between Burhan and Hemeti to cast the other as the villain in this saga.
On the other hand, Hemeti said his group will pursue the leader of Sudan's armed forces, Abdel Fattah Burhan, and bring him to justice, while Sudan's army called on paramilitary fighters to defect and join the armed forces. How could such maximalist positions impact any chance of dialogue in the future?
I think we're observing how, many military leaders approach conflict resolution. They're trying to use force and violence and to demonize the other side as a way of rallying support and rallying their troops to their cause. I think beyond that, these public statements we're seeing from both military leaders lays bare the deeply personal nature of the rivalry. While the two have been partners in the military government since 2019, there's never been a great level of comfort. They're very different actors, very different characters coming from different parts of the country, different ways they've gained power. So there's always been a rivalry underneath the surface. And I think what we're seeing here over the past few days is that rivalry coming out into the open. I think the other takeaway from these statements is that this conflict will not be resolved by these two leaders themselves coming to their good senses and sitting down to negotiate some sort of agreement. It's going to require engagement of civilians within Sudan, of regional international partners who can talk to each of these military actors and to bring in some more moderate thinking, help them to see how it's in their interest to move to a negotiating position.